This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As the year draws to a close and a new presidential administration takes shape for the years ahead, agriculture groups are playing a waiting game to see who takes the reins in Washington, D.C., and what that means for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Dale Moore says these challenges are all part of the process during changes like these.
I think the biggest challenge, at least as a starting point, you know, who is President-elect Biden going to have on his team? You know, who are the women and men that are going to be sitting in the cabinet chairs, sitting in the undersecretary, assistant secretary offices, being the administrator? Who's going to be the administrator at the state level with the Farm Service Agency, rural development, and so forth?
When you get down to the selection process, Moore says, you hope that it's just people who've been around the block a few times and know what they're doing.
So all of that process, because not trying to dictate or, you know, any way, shape or form who President-elect Biden's team should pick, but rather, you know, hoping and praying they pick folks who understand agriculture, who understand what it takes to make an operation function successfully year in and year out.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Farm Bureau's take on the challenges ahead and if there's any reason to be optimistic.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.